Good morning, Albuquerque. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm your host, Krista Benavides, with Chispas Performance Solutions. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Go Local Boom Radio is where we celebrate local business in New Mexico by getting to know the people behind the businesses. You can find us here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. right here on 1050 KTBL. And be sure to visit us online at GoLocalBoom.com. This segment is brought to you in part by Rocketbox SEO Albuquerque, a full-service digital marketing agency that doesn't just offer clean web design and manage SEO campaigns. They help you get what you need most in your business. More customers. Rocketbox SEO. Launch your business online. Visit them online at rocketboxseo.com. My first guests this morning are Eric Strauss and his sister Sherry with Achievement Driving School. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Thanks for having us, Krista. We really appreciate it.
We're really excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you
here.
We
love
Go
Local Boom. Boom, baby.
Love it. And for those of you who tune in regularly to the Cumulus Network or the Cumulus stations in 770, you may be familiar with Eric. He's a regular here, but today he's a guest. So
yep.
They're going to be sharing with us what makes Achievement Driving School different and why you want to pay attention to them and referring them for the people that want to learn how to drive. So, Sherry, why don't you take it from there?
Well, thanks, Crystal. So I just wanted to start. We're both teachers with APS here in Albuquerque, and we got into the driving school business because we're passionate about our teenagers being safe. One of our focuses is to constantly help teachers move to their future with positive life skills, and driving is a life skill, especially in New Mexico. One of our troubles was 85% of teenagers that die today die behind the wheel of a car. Something's got to change. Our state has done a great job implementing laws and regulations, and they now have a three-tier licensure system put in place to help our teens be good defensive drivers on the road.
But that's where one of the things parents don't understand what the requirements are. And I think that's one of the big issues that we wrestle with. So, Sherry, explain the...
They've done a great job implementing a three-tier licensure system, but as with most governmental agencies, they haven't done a great job educating the public why they did it, why it's beneficial, and quite frankly, what it is. So one of the things they've done is our young drivers have a six-month waiting period that they're supposed to be on a permit and practice driving with their parents. But before they do that, they have to be enrolled in a state-licensed school, which we are.
Achievement Driving School.
Achievement Driving School. We get evaluated by the state every year, all schools do, and we have received the highest marks for the last 2 years for our system. We have an amazing curriculum. We're certified with National AAA New Mexico. All of our instructors go through background checks, including their driving records. Mm-hmm. So between all of us, we have over 200 years of experience with all of our instructors.
Yeah, and the nice thing about our instructors is they not only go through state background checks, but they have to go through fingerprinting and background checks through APS as well. So our instructors are really double certified.
Well, and that's really important because our listeners may not be aware that it, from what I understand anyway, it really doesn't take much to just open the school.
Yeah.
Beyond that, what kind of certifications are they getting? Are they keeping up with, you know, what the latest laws are and things like that. And so taking it a step further, it sounds like Achievement Driving School does that in terms of getting everything not only up to par, but exceeding those expectations to make sure that you're offering a full comprehensive
7 hours of drive time.
So,
and that's the big issue in New Mexico, I think.
And it is a system because the students have to attend classroom instruction where really they're not going to learn how to drive in a classroom seat. It's not going to happen.
Right.
Driving is very kinesthetic and it's experiential. Our students have to get in the car behind the wheel with a licensed instructor. Now, let me tell you the value of having a licensed instructor in the car. You as a driver have been driving a long time. You don't even think twice before you use your signal. It's automatic. But a young driver doesn't have that automatic response. It's like playing baseball. They have to practice it. They have to train their brain to think that way. And a licensed driving instructor can start at the basics. They know the learning process and teach that child to drive safely. According to the state rules, they must do 7 hours behind the wheel training, which when you're paying for driver education, that is the most expensive, but the most valuable part of their education.
Absolutely.
They need one-on-one instruction in a car with a licensed instructor, getting feedback and learning how to drive out on our streets. There's, you know, to take four kids out in a car and let them drive for 15 minutes is not a good idea. Also, to take your child out as a parent and trying to teach them, you've forgotten a lot of the basics because it's automatic for you. It's not that you don't know what you're doing or you're not a good driver, but you don't think like a teenager anymore.
Well, and the thing is with that, you don't think like a teacher either because a teacher breaks it down to its finest levels. I mean, being an educator myself, not only with adults, but previously at the middle school level, there's that aspect of, okay, let me take this back to its most basic level, the first step, and then build from there. It's, you know, something
it's,
I think a
really
lot of people
take
for granted.
It's really any skill because a lot of parents tell me, well, I teach my teenager how to drive. Well, you've taught one or two, maybe three teenagers. We've taught thousands. And there's a real value to that. And that's what we want parents to understand. When you come to Achievement Driving School, you get state-of-the-art simulators, you get private one-on-one drive coaching, and we're doing it better than anybody in the state right now.
Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Eric and Sherry with Achievement Driving School, and they're sharing with us some of the latest updates in terms of the regulations and the requirements in the three-tiered driver's license program, as well as their approach and what makes them different in terms of being a top-notch driver education school.
Because the number one thing you'll get from parents is, we didn't do it like that, and I think Sherry can respond to that.
Well, and if you've done at other places, our school follows the state laws. We're not going to cut corners. You're going to do your classroom instruction. You're going to take your permit exam with us. We're licensed with the state. We do it right there in our classroom where the students are comfortable. So we have a really good success rate with students passing that permit exam. Sometimes if you go to the DMV, it's nerve-wracking and there's people all around you when you're trying to take a test.
Right.
So we have a great testing system for them. We also have a state-of-the-art simulator room with an 18-foot film screen. They sit in a cockpit and they actually drive. They get to experience driving in the rain, driving in snow, having cars cut them off. How did they react
to it? Bicyclists coming out in front of you. The whole room.
That's
like,
amazing.
It's pumps the brakes. It's amazing.
It is amazing to watch all these kids at once trying to react to the same situation.
Right.
And they get immediate feedback. Did you brake in time? Did you turn in time? You know, and if you didn't, we get the chance to talk to them. Okay, if this happens again, here's things you need to think of. You can turn right, turn left, accelerate, or hit your brakes. But the combination that you do that in is how we train you to think in the class. But they've got to get out in the car with the instructor before they do all the drive time with their parents.
Right.
Because once they do drive time with their parents, which there are a lot of schools that do it that way, they say, now go practice 50 hours with your parents and then come back to us. That's just backwards in my thinking.
Yeah.
I think the philosophy with that is okay, the more practice, the better. However, how are they practicing?
And if the parent's teaching them to drive, what are you paying the school for?
Right.
Right?
Well, and a big issue at Achievement Driving School, we don't want to correct the bad driving habits that you've learned from your parents. We want to teach you the good driving habits. And I can't tell you how many parents have come in and say, thank you for teaching them that. You know, I didn't know that, and now I'm going to do that too. So there is a value to it.
And so make sure to give our listeners your contact information.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure
the website is www.achievementdrivingschool.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Achievement Driving School, and we're at Twitter now. It's at Achievement DS. So they can contact us through our website. Certainly they can call us 505-459-7412. We really care about teenagers, and I think that's the difference. A lot of times parents will shop around for price. If price is the issue, with us they can put a down payment, make interest-free payments on the balance. We offer military discounts, educator discounts, first responder discounts. So if price is the issue, we can match any company in town. But the real issue with your teenager should be safety and quality, and you are not going to find a more high quality school than Achievement Driving School right here in Albuquerque.
Well, and you guys have been around for
years.
Forever,
yeah.
Right? I mean, and so
over
tell people
years.
Where you're located as well.
So we are on the west side. We are located in the Madonna Center, which is north of the St. Pius High School. We're the far northeast corner of the Archdiocese Center. But I wanted to say one more thing that's really cool about our school. We have six driving school cars. We have seven instructors, all of the cars, all of the instructors at one location. So the
completion rate is one of the best in the state.
So the access is great. Every student gets their own online app. They have 24/7 access to schedule those appointments, which is a challenge for these busy kids. I mean, some of these high school kids' schedules are crazy, and we're there 24/7 to help them. We drive on Sundays. We can drive in the morning because we have a retired teacher who's an instructor, in the afternoons, in the evenings. It's open all the time, but they have 24/7 access. They have our cell phone numbers, and they can get on their website, their own app, and schedule their drive times from their phones. And for a teenager to have that access is very important.
Oh, absolutely. And there's no excuse either. And it also gives the responsibility to them to take that responsibility.
And so the one thing I would say to a parent out there shopping for driver education is, number one, give us a call, 505-459-7412. Go to our website, achievementdrivingschool.com. Certainly, it shouldn't just be about price. It should be the safety of your teenager and whether they have the facilities in place to drive your student.
Because drive time is the most important part of your kid's education.
Absolutely.
7 hours behind the wheel training required by state law with a licensed instructor.
Well, and I'm thinking even 7 hours doesn't seem like that much time, because the reality is, you know, that flies by.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I can think of growing up when I was learning how to drive in the back roads of northern New Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, it was half an hour here, 10 minutes there. If your friend got the car keys.
And the other key to us is we've been working with teenagers between us for over two decades. I mean, 55 years of experience working with teenagers sitting in the room right here. We're Golden Apple Award winner, National Board certified, and we're going to take the time to educate your kid properly. We're certified, and we do a great job with your teenager, and that's what we want parents to know.
So make sure to contact Achievement Driving School for your teenager, as well as adults. I know I have some adult friends who grew up in the city who...
We do an adult class.
Who don't drive or
absolutely
aren't accustomed to
driving. And we do road and written tests. So if you're out there trying to get your license, we're one of the most affordable road and written tests. We're an MVD testing center for any of your road and written test needs. You can call us 505-459-7412.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
It's awesome, and you're going to come in my show sometime.
Yes,
I'm looking forward to it. Go Local Boom.
Yes.
Achievement Driving School.
All right. Contact Achievement Driving School for all your driving needs.
Thanks so much, Krista.
Thank you. We'll be right back with our next segment. This is Go Local Boom here on 1050 KTBL. Good morning and welcome back. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm Krista Benavides, your host. This segment is brought to you in part by Chispas Performance Solutions. Chispas Performance Solutions works with businesses and organizations to reduce the cost of doing business caused by ineffective or inadequate communication. They do this by providing customized on-site classes and conference keynote presentations, as well as breakout sessions and much more. Schedule your free consultation today at Chispas Performance Solutions. com. My next guests are Andrea Wilson and Lindsay Orcasitas from Reveal. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Good morning.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
So tell us what Reveal is all about.
So what we do at Reveal is we have a boudoir experience. We do photography, but what sets us apart, I guess, is that we don't do photography in a studio. We do it at remote locations that we don't reveal to you until the morning of. And we also pride ourselves on making it be an experience as opposed to a studio time. We don't want to give you an hour of photography and then say thank you, have a nice day. We like it to be a full day experience for you and your friends to just come out, have a great time, feel beautiful, sexy, and remember how gorgeous you are.
I love that idea. And Lindsay, you describe it so well, because I think one of the things that people think about with photography is the studio, the hot lights, or the intimidating setting. And the idea that, one, it's boudoir based, and two, that it's location based, I think automatically helps to reduce the anxiety of that kind of experience.
Yes, we found that a lot of people just talking with friends and photographing women over the years for various reasons, headshots, family photos, that a lot of people have thought about it, right? Something that, you think, oh, I might want to do that one of these days. But there are women out there that think about it but don't really know how to go about it. And then it gets to the point where they may think about contacting a photographer and scheduling, but they don't know that person. When they come into our events, we take the time to get to know the person. Lindsay here is our experience coordinator, and they come in with a sense of who we are. They have plenty of time to get to know us, the photographers, and they're there with their friends. They're not walking in by themselves. We have a full day set aside for them. We provide food, we provide drinks, and they're there with a handful of their friends. So it creates a very comfortable environment for them, and they're not stuck with a stranger in a strange studio all by themselves.
Right. And expected to suddenly become sexy or comfortable or whatever the case is that you want to capture on camera.
And they have that time to warm up. We stagger our sessions, I guess, within that day, right? So they can bring several outfits, but they have a full day to get comfortable. No one is comfortable the first couple of shots.
Right.
And we understand that. So there's absolutely no rush. They can stop, take a break, hang out with friends, and come back.
Okay, so this is such a new concept, I imagine, for people, even though they may have thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a sneak peek into what you've done for past clients, just to give our listeners an idea of what they might expect if, in fact, they were wanting to book an experience with Reveal.
So when they book an experience, I will call them right away and just sort of tell them what to expect. And that conversation will include that they will get a survey. And the survey, what it's going to be is what part of their body they love, what part of their body they don't necessarily want photographed, because we all have those. We all have parts we're proud of and parts we're not necessarily proud of. So when women come and say, I need to lose 20 pounds and then I'll book, or I need to this and then I'll book, none of that is valid, because my photographers are absolutely amazing and astoundingly professional and respectful of the part of your body that you love and the part of your body that you don't love. And so the girls are able to tell us that so that we can be as cognizant and respectful of their confidence in that way. And then from there, we'll set a meeting spot. So the girls show up at a meeting spot, and then we'll take them to a secret location. We'll let them know whether it's going to be indoor or outdoor, so that they're prepared. We'll let them know if there's a water element. We've taken shots in a river before. We've taken shower shots. We've steamed up a bathroom and done some shower shots. So we just let them know sort of what to expect and what to prepare for. But basically, they just show up and we take them. I greet them with a glass of champagne, a silk robe, all the food all day long. And one shoot, we had picnic blankets laid out and they lounged while they were not being shot. We have a hospitality booth that has all of their food and drink. And then we also have a makeup booth so that they can have space with their own personal mirror, a spot to be able to play and tidy themselves up as they want to. And we've done everything from renting a little casita to we're going to have a posh hotel in one of our upcoming shoots. We also had 80 acres of private land in the Pecos where we set up a bed in the middle of a meadow. So when we say reveal, that's part of the experience, is that we don't reveal to you where we're going to be until the morning of.
That sounds so exciting. I know I've talked to you both at different events. We actually met at the TEDx women's event last year, and then I've seen you at subsequent events. And each time I learn about these experiences, I get more and more excited. And I had just, in fact, I think when I saw Lindsay last, I was at a premiere of a movie back in like November, October.
It was Dolores Huerta.
Yes, it was Dolores Huerta. And I was telling her, oh, I'm doing this fitness challenge. She said, oh, schedule your photo shoot for right after. Well, I just entered my stats yesterday. So,
all right, congratulations.
Thank you.
So you're ready to book, right?
I'm ready to book, yes. Exactly. I even got a little bit of a tan for my after photos. So I, you know.
Well, I can tell you a little bit more about booking and our experience and how to get that together. We have four quarterly events that we schedule, and we pick the location, we pick the theme. But you can also get your girlfriends together and create a private event. What do I want to add to that? I feel like I'm missing something.
So, for example, we have a girl who is looking at booking a private event with us, and she is a very avid outdoors woman. And so what she wants to do is book an event that's sort of cabin themed and hunting themed, camping, that sort of thing. And so if she brings her five girls, we will do the hostess package for her, which means that five girls makes her package free. And she also gets a hostess gift, which includes a bottle of wine and a whole bunch of other swag from our featured vendors that we've put together. So we can do those private events in any theme, in any way that the hostess deems fit. Another reason we do that, as far as the private packages go, is because we've got several bridal parties that are looking into that. So we can do a bridal party shoot so that it's just the bride, her bridesmaids, all her girls, and just have the whole private day with the two photographers and just have the entire experience to themselves. And they have some input on the location and also just a theme. Our upcoming shoot is going to be Valentine's themed. And so we're going to have a little bit of hearts and flowers, but not overly so, because we have had several of our girls that just want to have the photographs be a little bit more generic, and that's mm-hmm. totally fine. So we're going to be able to do both with that shoot.
Excellent. Well, listeners, if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Andrea and Lindsay with Reveal, and they are a new premier boudoir company.
Boudoir
featuring photography in boudoir and experiential photography with regard to just making yourself appreciate the finer things of your own sensuality, I would say.
Yes. For those that don't know what boudoir is actually a bedroom setting. And there was a conversation that we had. You may hear boudoir and boudoir. Boudoir is the French pronunciation, which we chose to go with. But it's not necessarily photographs taken in a bedroom. More often than not, we are going to have a bedroom set up. Some kind of scenery backdrop, but it's just really, it's a photograph that brings out the beautiful in a person. And it really, we really try to get to know our clients and make those photographs. It creates a statement and it creates a story and it reflects the person's beauty. The photograph, of course, is a side note to our experience. So it's a full day of fun with friends. And
it really serves to remind you how beautiful and sexy you already are. A lot of times we forget that, and yes. we have a hard time remembering, and there are experiences in our life that kick us down, and you need to take a minute to remember that you are beautiful, you are sexy, you are worth it, and just to emphasize that and to really just remember that you are.
Yeah. Well, then I think the photography aspect, because it is really a side note to the whole experience, is that you walk away, or you'll eventually get your photographs from that experience. So not only will you have the emotional and kinesthetic experience, but then you have that visual yes. that you get to look back on and ideally recreate that after the event has long passed.
Exactly.
Yes.
We also have, we've had several girls that have done the experience and come to get their photographs taken in order to give them as a gift, to make a book or a calendar or to give prints away as a gift. And while all of that is great, what we love the most is the girls that take the photos for themselves, because again, it's a reminder of I'm worth it, I'm beautiful, I'm sexy, and these are for me to remember that.
Well, that's my thought. I mean, I'm single and don't have, you know, a significant other to then share them with or whatever. And so that was my whole thought, is these would be just for me to be able to enjoy myself and maybe one day share them, depending on what they look like, with my kids, or especially my daughter, to say, okay, here, you know, you can feel beautiful, and my son
as
well. And that whole thing.
Yeah, this is definitely something that a person should do for themselves first. If you want to share those photos, of course, like, share those photos and be proud of who you are. We are definitely there to make you look and feel beautiful, which you will. You're comfortable during the day. The photos are going to come out amazing. But the time is now. We have a lot of people that come in that want to wait till they drop a few pounds or they want to finish their fitness program. But we're here to remind them that today is your day. This is the time to do it. Don't wait.
It's 2018. Carpe diem.
Anything can happen tomorrow. Carpe diem, right? And things change. This is the beauty of our company too, is we have people return to us because we change our looks, right? We get divorced. We get married. We have a baby. Like, these are things that are going to change the way that we look at life, and of course physically as
Absolutely.
Well. Our looks are going to change.
Well, give us your contact information. We have about a minute left in the segment. I want to make sure everybody knows how to contact you so they can schedule their own Reveal experience.
So Reveal, you can find us online at www.revealexperience.com. On Facebook, we are also, you can look under Reveal Experience, Reveal. We're currently listed as a photography company. We're working on adding the event portion of that. We are not on Instagram, Reveal Experience, Twitter, Reveal ABQ. And let me give you our telephone number. And when you call us, it's Lindsay who you'll be communicating with.
Great.
She's our experience coordinator. And
remember, is that the 917 number?
No, actually.
Okay.
Let me grab that for you. While I'm grabbing that, let me tell you a little bit about our privacy policy. Privacy is the utmost importance to us. When you take photographs with our company, we take that into consideration. That's a very important
thing. So you're not going to go and post it on social media and say,
right,
hey, this is who
not.
Our latest client was.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
That's fantastic to know. So I'll make sure to get your information included in the wrap-up, the phone number as well, which is awesome. But thank you both for being on the show this morning. And I look forward to having you back, because we're definitely going to want to have you back
on
the show.
Thank you so much for having us. We really enjoyed our time with
thank
you.
Thank
you. Thank you, Krista.
All right, we'll be right back with our next guest. This is Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. Stay tuned. Good morning, Albuquerque. Welcome back, and thank you again for tuning in. It's Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. And make sure to visit us online at golocalboom.com. You can also sign up there to be a guest on our show. So, this segment is brought to you in part by Social Bee Social Media. Do you want to spend less time on social media and more time doing what you do best? Social Bee is your social media game changer. They optimize profiles, help develop consistent branding, and enhance the connection between you and your clients. Contact Social Bee for all the things social media. I'm Krista Benavides, your host, once again with Chispas Performance Solutions. And my next guest, my final guest this morning, is Tom Burns with Pit Stop Windshield Repair. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Well, it's going to turn out to be quite a delight for me. I can tell you that. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so happy you were able to be here. So tell us what you do at Pit Stop Windshield Repair.
I'm extremely fortunate to help in an area that very few people even consider. This town has been a super blessing for me concerning one subject, and that's windshields. It seems everybody that drives a vehicle has a windshield in front of it. Well, sooner or later, they're going to get a thing called a chip, a hit, a smack, whatever it is. This is when I take over, and I have saved a tremendous amount of windshields so the client does not have to go to that expensive windshield repair. So the idea of getting there first is the most important to me. I truly enjoy the service that I can render in this town. And as a result, this town has made me a blessing and has done so much for me and my family. I'm the one that is grateful, not my customer.
Well, tell us how people can contact you, because I'm sure there's a person out there listening right now who just got a chip from driving on I-25 or I-40, and they're thinking, okay, I got to get this thing repaired, because you're mobile, right?
I'm 100% mobile. I do not have a storefront. I will actually come to the clientele. I'll go to their residence, or I go to their workplace. And actually, about 75% of my activity is on the job site, and mainly because the vehicle sits there all day. But being mobile, I've actually met people in shopping centers at many different places. Some of them I shouldn't mention, but it was still good business.
So the phone number where people can reach you is
505-263-2933.
So because you're mobile, you have the opportunity to meet people based on their schedule and their availability. As you're saying, when people are at work all day, their car is just sitting there. Their vehicle is just sitting there. So you're able to go to them. Do they have to make an appointment? I mean, what's the process?
It is totally to their convenience that I will arrange my schedule to their schedule. Surely, when they call, I've actually been able to be there in 15 minutes. And then other times I help them later in the day or the very next day. But the idea of calling me is real easy. That's where you get hold of me. I will come again simply from the idea of helping someone with that kind of dilemma. So please just remember, I will, as we say down south, I will skedaddle to you.
Excellent. Well, and I'm sure that will give our listeners some peace of mind knowing that they can call you, and if you're available, you're going to get to them as soon as you possibly can.
That is quite true. Most of them, I get good reviews on how fast I do respond, which is I'm there to please the client. So, and the client has a choice once I obtain there whether to pay me or have their insurance company do it. And that's one thing that I'm delighted to say. 90% of all my work is, believe it or not, insurance companies will waiver a client's deductible and pay for the repair for free here in New Mexico.
And that's really important to know. I know that when Tom actually repaired a windshield of mine last year, and I learned something through the process. Tell folks about repairing a chip versus repairing a windshield that needs to be replaced. Like, how does the chip process work? Because I didn't even know about that with my own insurance.
Well, once an impact occurs on the windshield, expansion and contraction will always occur in that area. If you cannot control that movement, even though it's microscopic, you will develop, unfortunately, a thing called a line crack. Some line cracks accelerate extremely fast, but the majority of them move real slow. I'm fortunate to say that I guarantee to fix a line crack so it will never move again. The idea that I want is a fresh break on a windshield. Please don't procrastinate and have a windshield accumulate trash. Now, when I say trash, I mean microscopic stuff. When it's rains, but especially when it's washed, items like dirt, detergent, soap gets in them. Unfortunately, whatever goes in with the moisture evaporates doesn't come out. So cosmetically, you see more. Now, my guarantee is it will never move or accelerate. But I'm real proud of how I can reduce the visibility to the lowest possible that is available in that particular crack. All breaks are different. It's kind of like snowflakes. So we treat them differently. It's just the training that we have, or I have now, to help the client. So please don't procrastinate. Should you get an impact, give me a call or find someone else. But do seal that break. You will be way off ahead than procrastinating and let it accelerate.
And that's important. And you serving our community for, what, 26 years now?
Yeah, it just happens to be 26 years. I've been allowed to develop this business, and you cannot believe, again, how blessed I am. The law of average is always and always will be in my favor. It's not when someone's going to get hit. It is always someone will get hit.
Right.
So once you get an impact, I'll be delighted. I don't get them all. But my referral, I've been real blessed, and I have the opportunity to help a lot of people under that subject.
Excellent. So if you're just tuning in, listeners, I'm speaking with Tom Burns. He is with Pit Shop Windshield Repair, and you can contact him at 505-263-2933. And he was just telling us about how important it is to get immediate attention, or as immediate as possible, when you have an impact on your windshield, that chip, that nice rock that just visited your windshield as you were driving on Interstate 40 that flew over from that tractor trailer driving by. At least that's what happened to me recently. Luckily, it didn't form a chip. I think it just hit the car, but it was still that sound of that, oh, hope I'm not going to have to call Tom, even though he's available for me. I don't like getting the chips. So you're a member of lots of different organizations, the Hispano Chamber, Rotary, Community Business Builders, TASA, Greater Albuquerque Association of Realtors, National Association of Windshield Repair. I mean, over these 26 years, you've really made a name for yourself as well as your business. And I think that speaks to the fact that you are committed to providing service for our community.
I am truly committed. In fact, it requires training to be able to say that I'm a professional in this business. I'm proud to say I am the only one in the whole state of New Mexico that has ever attended one of these National Windshield Repair Association conventions. I really go to them when they're in Las Vegas. You can rest assured, I like Las Vegas. But actually, I've been going to them for so many years, I've actually taught classes at these conventions, but whether it's the idea or how to do the work or how to market it or how to advertise someone's business, because I kind of joke about it. I say I'm an entrepreneur. I like to die an entrepreneur. I tell people I may be an entrepreneur. Now, I may not know how to spell it, but I am an entrepreneur, and I love helping people. But my blessing is the idea that I found a niche in the glass industry that everybody, sooner or later, I have the privilege of helping, and that's what I want to do, is I enjoy helping people.
And I think that's really important. And that's one thing that I've noticed since I've been hosting the show since last year, is that the guests, I've been blessed to have guests on the show where that is their top priority in terms of providing excellent customer service, providing a service mentality. And so that speaks volumes, especially for businesses like yourself, business owners like yourself, who have been in business for over 20 years, that's probably why, because people can count on you and they know you're going to do a great job.
I have the chance to try to help people in such a manner. I'm living proof in this town. If any business gives their best on customer service, people will be just as loyal as hound dogs to them. They're going to come back. They're going to refer. I get a tremendous amount of referrals for people I've never had a chance to meet for the first time, but I can assure you they do respond the next time.
Absolutely. So I'm sure our listeners might be curious about where that accent of yours comes from. So why don't you give us a little bit of background about how you came to New Mexico?
Well, I tell people I'm from L.A. That's Lower Alabama. I was stationed here in the Navy in the 60s. I was the only actual Navy corpsman in search and rescue out here at Kirkland. I do not know why the Navy sent me out there. I still don't know why they sent me out. But it's still, I had the great opportunity. I've been blessed. I met my wife here. We have now been married for 45 years. It's just the idea. My whole family's here. My relatives have moved out here. This town, again, is my hometown, and I've been here for 33 years, I believe, now. I was told last week that by the end of this year, I'll be known as a native.
Oh, there you go. I'm sure. I'll give you the honorary native status right now. Yeah. And that's that. I think that in and of itself, I mean, I'm a native New Mexican, so I'm very proud of being from the state. While I have lived elsewhere, New Mexico's home. And the fact that you have made this your home, not returning to Alabama or some other state, is commendable, just because I'm a native New Mexican and I love people who also love the state like I do. But also the fact that you're committed, like I said before, to serving our community, for providing exceptional customer service. So why don't you give us, we have about a minute left in this segment, so give us your contact information again, so people that have that chip on their windshield they want to get taken care of this weekend, they can call you.
All right. My primarily one is my number, 505-263-2933. A lot of people will see one of my pickup trucks with my name pit stop on the back of the side. I have a website called AlbuquerqueWindshieldRepair.com that people can reach me at. So the idea of access to get hold of me is very easy, and I'm very easy to find, and I will respond in a quick period of time. And again, I want to thank the people here for letting me talk.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It is a pleasure to have you, and I look forward to having you again in the future.
I shall return.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Tom. We'll be right back with our show wrap-up. You're listening to Go Local Boom here on 1050 KTBL. Stay tuned. Good morning. Happy weekend, everyone. It's Go Local Boom Radio. Here on 1050 KTBL, I'm your host, Krista Benavides with Chispas Performance Solutions. And again, I mean, I say this every week, but it's really true every single week that we have such great guests on the show. And so our first guests were Eric and Sherry with Achievement Driving School. And wow, that was such a jam-packed segment of information that I didn't even realize that is important to consider when you are when you're thinking about a driving school. The fact that there are so many certifications required and so forth, and they go above and beyond not only making sure that they have the state certifications, but their instructors all have the certifications and they are educators themselves. And so that goes and speaks volumes for the level of commitment they have for making sure that our young people, as well as adults, because they have classes for adults as well, that the drivers on the road are as safe and prepared as possible. So you can contact them again at achievementdrivingschool.com online. And the phone number is 505-459-7412. They also wanted me to make sure to mention that they have some specials going on for students, and in particular is a spring break special. So they have coupons on their website, so visit them on their website and get prepared for spring break. That's just around the corner. I mean, in a couple of months, probably actually less than a couple of months, to get your students prepared for spring break and have exceptional instruction for driving. Our second guests were Lindsay and Andrea with Reveal. And wow, I'm sure that you were as fascinated as I was, even though I've heard about their business before. But the fact that they offer photography in a boudoir experience, experiential experience, giving you the opportunity to feel your best and then to capture that moment or those moments in a photograph. And they were absolutely right. Lindsay focused on the fact that it's about now. It's about celebrating who we are right now, not when we lose 10 pounds or not when we get our hair done or not when we, whatever the case might be, but to really seize the day and seize the moment and celebrate ourselves. And I think what's important about that as well is that it doesn't matter what age we are. I think maybe oftentimes we think that something like that is for someone who is younger, in their 20s or what have you. It's for everyone. And while they did mention women, I know they do sessions with couples as well. So if they're male-female, male-male, female-female, kinds of, you know, best friends or romantic partnerships, give them a call and schedule your Reveal experience. Their event coming up in January, actually this month on the 20th, so next week, is the Valentine's experience. So they do have some slots available for that, and you can contact them at 505-510-2052. Tickets are available on Facebook as well as on Eventbrite. So they have just a few spots available. So if that's something that you're interested in, make sure that you go there today and reserve your spot. Again, it's Lindsay and Andrea at Reveal. And then our final guest was Tom Burns. And Tom Burns is such a gentleman and just such a wealth of knowledge. And I was sharing with Mike, our producer, after he exited the studio, that Tom has a story for every situation. So if you decide to contact Pit Stop Windshield Repair, be prepared for a story. I mean, 26 years in the business, 30-some years here in New Mexico, time in the military, all these kinds of things. You can just imagine the stories he has to tell. And he is indeed a storyteller. But the cool thing about that is he is also an expert repair person when it comes to taking care of your windshield. So especially now as we're driving and the hot and cold weather, I mean, we've had spring weather in the middle of winter. And so that's when your glass is going to contract and expand and create that crack, that line crack that he talked about, not just that little star chip. So make sure you get that taken care of. And again, he is at Pit Shop Windshield Repair. He can be contacted at 505-263-2933. So his website as well is albuquerquewindshieldrepair.com. You can also find him on Facebook, LinkedIn, and just on the telephone, the good old telephone, right, Mike? He's nodding. My producer's nodding. So that's our show for today. And so thank you again for tuning in this weekend. And once again, Happy New Year. Make 2018 your best yet. This is Go Local Boom Radio here on 1050 KTBL. I'm Krista Benavides, your host with Chispas Performance Solutions. I look forward to having you back here next weekend and tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m.